Welcome to Tunage, a music podcast made for the Pioneer, Cooper Union student-run newspaper. In each episode, we'll cover a wide variety of music selections, all catered towards a specific theme. We'll play our selected songs, in addition to sharing the reasons why we chose them. So if you're listening, just sit back and let us soundtrack your next hour. Tunage is recorded in the Pioneer office at 41 Cooper Square.
Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see.
What is up, Cooper Union?
Oh my god.
Yes, you are listening to another episode of Tunage, recorded right here in Club Pioneer Office. Woo! My name is Brandon. We got Matt, Kavya, Brian, Gabby, and Olivia over here. What is up? I'm sorry. It's just always been a dream of mine to open the podcast like a hip hop radio station.
No, but that was great.
It's like sipping a cup of coffee type.
Right, Matt's having a classy ass time here. Oh, that's my favorite. It's so extra. How I've like woken up a lot of times this past year. Like just Bodak Yellow blaring on the street. Like I sleep by a window, so I just like hear that.
You learned to ignore it.
Oh wait, that wasn't on purpose. I thought that you set that as an alarm or something.
What?
Like the Bodak Yellow. Oh, okay, because I don't know. That'd be a cool way to wake
no,
up.
No, like, I've, like, woken up on...
Bodak Yellow.
I've, like, woken up on the street, and it's just, like, that. And, you know, I'll just remember
you
that.
You woke up on the street?
I woke up, no, hearing that on the street. It's been a very rough year. but, yes, this is another episode of Tunage, episode 5, I believe. And we are covering the whole year. It's a little bit early to do this. I mean, right now, at time of recording, it's November 17th. Essentially, it's the end of November, though, and basically anything in December you're going to associate with 2018 anyway, so at least any type of media, really.
That's probably true.
Yeah, they've been new. All right. So we are going to cover our favorite songs of 2017, artists that really struck a chord in us, I guess, and the albums that did that as well. 2017 was very interesting. We have artists like Cardi B that broke the fuck out. Every one member of One Direction now has some sort of solo output now.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
Everyone?
Every single one of them.
I mean, some of them suck, but yeah, they're still...
Oh my gosh, a lot of them.
I feel like I've heard three solo efforts.
Okay, it's like the ones that are important are the ones you need to know. And it's weird because like, you thought it was going to be... See, I thought it was going to be Zayn, Harry, Liam that were going to do well. But now it's Zayn, Harry, Niall. Yes, thank you. Good. Liam and Louis stuff suck.
Okay, Liam's shit is
Please,
just
I
like,
will protect Liam. I'm like not even a direction
but
or quote-unquote.
His songs
like,
suck.
Protect him.
He's like Charlie Puth ass. Like
yeah, rejects, I was like, listen, like, I was like, what is this weird...
He did the song with Quavo. What is it called?
Liam.
What was it? Was it
Strip That Down. It's literally called Strip That Down. Like, if that's
Louis
any indication.
From One Direction has solo material.
Huh?
To be quite honest with you, I'm not...
Really?
Yeah. Is it BB? It's Back to You.
Oh, that was a cute one, I guess.
Oh, that one's really catchy.
It's catchy, yeah. But
wow, I do not listen to these people. I just defend them based on... I don't know, they're adorable. They don't...
They're so cute.
They're very talented, so I'm kind of wishing for that One Direction comeback. Right, Matt?
Yeah.
So yeah, 2017. Also, like, Taylor Swift went hip-hop and Miley went country. What?
She went back to country.
Miley went back to her roots.
I want to say Miley went back to country, but was she ever country? She came on the scene with pop music.
Well, I mean, like, remember when she was, like Hannah Montana and she went out with Can't Talk Like Me, it's kind of...
But, like, her song, her music was
Party
never...
Party in the USA.
Party in the USA was, like, a pop song.
Like,
I'd say the only
country
song she really had was, like, The Climb. But then, like, her pop music, like See You Again, Seven Things, those are pop songs.
But the thing is, like, isn't it her whole family's in country music? So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's going back
but, like,
to
people
roots?
Are, like, back, like, she never, like, made country to begin with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
now
this is, like, her most, like, country-driven music.
Yeah, kind of, like, her link to
I know what you
being
mean, though, yeah.
famous was Dolly Parton.
Which is so funny, because it's, like, Dolly Parton is on, like, the Kesha album, and then, like...
wow.
And whereas, like, Taylor Swift has Future on... Like, it's weird. Like, everyone's kind of, like, switching the...
Future and Ed Sheeran.
And, sorry,
but Ed Sheeran are best friends.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And weirdly, it works. We're going to talk about that a bit later, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody chose a Taylor song? No?
Nah.
No, okay.
I mean, what is there to choose
nothing
from?
They're all
honestly.
I mean, at time of recording, it was only the singles that were out, and they were
Look
all...
What you made me oof. Do, not choose your music, mm-hmm. Taylor.
Although I will admit, Ready For It did kind of grow on me.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Blah, blah, blah.
Dubstep is back.
So let's get started. Olivia, I believe you're up first. What song did you bring for us?
So I brought a Korean song, actually. So I don't know if a lot of you will know it, but it's by Epic High. This is their 9th album. And I picked the song because I waited 3 years after their last album, the 8th one. And it's like, I was just waiting and waiting for them to just bring new music because they're my favorite Korean group. I think a lot of people who are even, like, who are not Korean too, they all know them. They're like a three-person, it's not a duo, what's a what's the three?
A trio.
A trio? Yeah, it's a trio.
It's also just a group.
Yeah, it's a group.
No,
yeah.
It's a group.
They used to be independent, but then they joined, like, one of the bigger companies in Korea.
Is there indie K-pop?
Indie K-pop? Yeah, there is. Wow. Like, Hyuk-O and, like, yeah, but I picked Epic High, their title song from the album, We've Done Something Wonderful. And its title is Love Story, and I hope you guys like it. It's so beautiful. It features IU, which is my other favorite artist. So it's like two of my favorite artists together, and it was just amazing. 우리한테 자석 같았다는 걸 한쪽만 등을 돌리면 멀어진다는 거였네 가진 게 됐는데 기억에 살만 붙어서 미련만 커지네 뒤돌아보면 가슴을 찢어지게 하는데 하필 전부 명장면이네 기억나 캄캄한 영화관 너와 내 두 손이 처음 포개졌던 날 감사했어 한 평생 무수한 걸 짓고 무너뜨렸을 네 손이 내 손에 정착한 것을 기억나 네가 가족사를 들려준 밤 그건 나만 아는 너 한 조각 주고픈 맘 비가 와 이불 밑에서 넌 내 몸을 지붕 삼아 이 세상의 모든 비를 피했어 다 기억나 네가 없는 저 아침도 저 참다 끝내 무너진 그 순간에 한참 울었거든 샤워실에서 비누에 붙은 너의 머리카락을 떼며 여전히 젖은 얼굴로 잠에 섞여 계절은 무심코 변하고 와만 보는데 난 서성이 내 여태 시간도 버리고 간 기억뿐인 네 옆에 잊지 못해 술기운에 이끌려 마주했었던 둘의 첫날 밤 사실 술 한 잔 부딪히기도 전에 취했지 우리가 마신 건 운명인 것 같아 너무나 빠르게도 깨어난 우리 한때는 죽고 못 살 것만 같던 날들이 전쟁 같은 매일이 돼 죽일 듯 서로를 바라보며 맞이하게 된 눈물의 끝 미련이라 믿던 첫 만남부터 악연이라 되돌아서 마지막까지도 우린 서로 마주보는 거울이었지 서로가 던진 눈빛에 깨질 때까지도
Looks like K-pop's about to make a breakthrough. I mean, K-pop's always kind of been here. I know K-pop has a really big following, like, worldwide. But, like, BTS, for example, like, they just... I think they were on, like, Jimmy Kimmel. And, like, they're about to play the American Music Awards Ooh. With all the American artists. So they may be the first to, like, actually break through. I thought it was going to be, like, 21 or, like, CO.
Mm.
It seemed like it was going to happen for her.
Yeah, because they were really pushing them to, like... Because they can, like, speak English.
Yeah.
And, like, not sound like they're not speaking.
Do BTS speak English?
Yeah, some of them do. They sound their new song actually. It was on like my Discover Weekly, and I thought it was just like a pop American pop song because it just integrated so well. In.
So yeah, keep an eye out.
Pretty cool.
I mean, as we enter 2018, I wouldn't be surprised if BTS has a breakthrough, which is gonna be very interesting. It's gonna be like the first Korean pop act to. I mean, I guess since Psy, but do we count Psy? Is Psy K-pop? Like, was he just a meme? Like, what?
I think that's his concept too. He's just funny.
Like, yeah, do you consider all like Psy in the like K-pop world, or is he just like a separate like?
I don't really know, but like whenever he gets awards, he gets it for like the funny or like the best like whatever. But it's never. I don't think it's really like musical because like all of his songs are just really funny, and like they use a lot of puns and they're like clever, but it's just repetitive and like
a meme artist essentially. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, but meme music is like. Hype right now.
Meme music like, is very hype right now.
Yeah.
The fact that I think a man's industry. So I think a man's not hot.
Oh my god, I died.
Did you
see the memes of that?
So that song is apparently like, because that's like essentially a parody. He's kidding. It's a parody of grime music, but it's become like the biggest grime song, like maybe in like American.
There was like a video. Yeah, there was a video of like all the memes compiled together, and I just like couldn't. It was so funny.
I think go scoot it up.
I was gonna choose that as my song because I feel like it's really culturally relevant.
Oh, I thought you did.
It is kind of just a meme. It's like if Lil B were mainstream.
Honestly, 2017 is a big meme, so it makes sense.
I mean, like the only way we could possibly cope with a year with a shitty president and also the resurgence of Nazis is through memes. So we might as well.
Oh my god.
We're just so fucking
mad. Man is not hot.
Well, on that note, Gabby, would you like to share us your song?
Sorry, bit of a miserable note, but so that might have been melodramatic, but that kind of... Yeah, I'm going to talk about Lorde's album, specifically one song, Homemade Dynamite, off her second studio album, Melodrama, which was a fantastic hit. And
beautiful album.
Easily one of my favorite albums of the summer and of the year, and like Homemade Dynamite, I love that song so much. And when, to be honest, I love every single song on the thing, but when the theme 2017 came around, I was gonna do Homemade Dynamite, but then I saw the remix, which featured Khalid, SZA, I said that right?
Mm-hmm.
SZA, and Post Malone, and I was like, wow, you really can't get more 2017 than that.
That's so true. The biggest breakout artist of the year, plus Lorde. Everyone flopped. I mean, like, no, she flopped while everyone else kind of did well, though.
Who flopped?
Lorde.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She hasn't really had, like, a big follow-up, like, huge single, like, Royals. Like, Green Light kind of flopped. Perfect Places kind of flopped.
No, that's kind of... Lorde's just doing her own thing.
That's true, but...
Her music is so good. I still like the new album.
It's a great album, though, but it just sucks that she didn't find mainstream success with it.
I thought she did.
I mean, like, it went, like, number one and stuff, but she doesn't have, like, a big hit.
She also had that performance this year where she just danced to her music, right?
That didn't help. Yeah, that didn't help.
I think she's great. She's doing her... I'm defending my girl, Lorde, right now. She's doing her own thing.
Yeah.
You know, she's like a 19-year-old kid. She's finding massive success.
She's our age. I'm actually like 4 days older than she is.
Oh my God. That's insane. The same birthday as my friend. It's kind of weird.
So honestly, like, I mean, like, you know, and besides, like, the album itself was, I think, inspired by, like, the break, like, just growing up and being in this weird Venn diagram of an age that we're all at right now. I think, like, she broke up with, like, her first long-term relationship, which she talks about really heavily in Green Light. So, to be quite honest with you, I don't blame her for just putting it out there and then just sitting back.
Green Light?
Green Light.
Oh.
I also like Loveless. I think it's one of the only albums that I listen to all the songs in.
Yeah, Melodrama's a very strong album.
Melodrama's a very, it's like, I save all the songs.
Yeah.
A couple rebel Top Gun pilots flying with nowhere to be. Don't know you super well, but I think that you might be the same as me. Behave abnormally. Let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. Yeah, awesome, right? So let's let things come out of the woodwork. I give you my best, I tell you all my best lies. See me rolling, showing someone else love. Dancing with our shoes off, no, I think you're awesome, right?
Our dreams look like drone shit up when you call me.
Girl at the door, I sent your friend to the store. It's only me and you. Finally used to and I don't regret drinking this liquor, making you listen. I know you don't know me well. My girl's at the door and I left my pretense at home, and it ain't no going back.
So pour up another one. I know we on the song. We got a load of guns, yeah. Go and shoot me that look in your eyes. In your head, I'm yours, you're mine. Find each other when we lose in our minds. Then we take it all off. You're a runaway train, yeah. And you got me so faded. And I don't know, chase it. No, you know I think you're awesome, right?
I was our dreams with lines. Throwing shit up when you're home. Dynamite, our friends, our dreams. We get inspired. Throwing shit up with homie. Dynamite, yeah, yeah. Throwing shit up with homie. Dynamite. Throwing shit up. Now you know it's really gonna blow.
We spent this entire time kind of just sitting here in shock about how Blake Shelton is the sexiest man alive, even though he's like, if a slice of deli meat was a person.
Oh my gosh. So, like, the neckbeard-esque man is like so, the sexiest man alive.
I'm so serious.
He's like a really sad version of Nick Offerman. Like,
the only possible explanation I could find for this is that they had this long list going of sexiest men alive. But now with, like, all these allegations, they had to, like, cross everybody out to, like, they've got to the very last person on the list.
He's, like, not even, like, the sexiest, like...
Non-problem.
Like, he can't.
But he was so irrelevant this year. I just don't understand.
Like, he's not even the sexiest country singer. He's not even the sexiest, The Voice judge. He's not even the sexiest, like, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, he's not even almost the sexiest, The Voice judge.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Adam,
wait,
just choose Adam Levine.
He got divorced recently, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on.
That was, like, not relevant at all. But anyway.
2017.
True. Very 2017. Brian?
Oh, hey.
It's your turn.
Okay, so I picked Mask Off, but I picked the remix with Kendrick Lamar, mostly because, I mean, it's not my favorite song that came out in 2017, but I wanted to pick something that was, like, defining of 2017 in some way, right? I feel like Kendrick had a pretty big year in 2017. Future's album was, like, not that great, but this song was, like, a deep cut. It was, like, I don't know. It was a slow burner. Like, everyone got hype on it, like, mm-hmm. a month after the album came out.
They're, like, trying to push, like, other songs as singles, but then that was the one that stuck.
Exactly.
Because I think because of the memes. Once again, the memes.
Oh, God, yeah.
The flute memes. The one singing
the
flute
videos?
Part.
2017 is
the
year
I'll,
of
I'll
meme
see,
music.
I'll show you a video later. Sorry. So there's this lady, like, lady is singing in the car, and it's the funniest thing ever.
She sings the flute part. This flute part. So that...
You know what? I keep thinking about that one video of that lady crying in the car to Purple Rain by Future because she thought that he's the one who died when Prince died. I think about that a lot.
That's so funny.
Percocet, Miley Percocet, Percocet, Miley Percocet, Represent, gotta represent, chase a chick, never chase a bitch, chase no bitch, mask on, fuck it, mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Percocet, Miley Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a bitch, chase no bitch. Two cups, toast out with the game, from full steps to a whole nother domain. Out the bottom, I'm a living proof, ain't compromising, half a million on the coup. Drug houses, looking like Peru. Graduated, I was overdue. I can barely move. Ask about me. I'm gon' bust a move. Red James, 33 chains. Ocean now, cruising Biscayne. Top off, that's a liability. Hit the gas, boosting my adrenaline.
I got a halo. I level up every time God says so. Shoot on payroll. Looking like Pancho, looking like Pedro. When the street from Tarzan. 10 dividend go grow when I say grow. Kung Fu Kenny with the mightiest touch. Ain't no penny that I don't touch. Y'all my enemy bite on dust. Ain't no talking when it's fatal. Having heart, I can't tell.
Wait.
Half of y'all might need help.
Wait.
I might fall in Rodale.
Bitch.
I might ball in Australia. I might call a full rail. All I ask go unveil.
Wind blows in the windows and I snuck in with a Vic Law. She copy like 10-4. No, we said.
Plan a
platinum. Gotta look at self and ask what happened. How y'all let a conscious nigga go commercial while only making conscious albums? How y'all let the braids on TV? How y'all let the hood at the table? Now y'all don't even know how to rate them. Niggas looking like I'm a creative player. Everybody who didn't pay respect, gotta fess up now and pay your debt. Gotta lay something down to make a threat. Gotta say something now, don't hold your breath. How you mean I ain't floating? I got the salt, got the potion. I got them all like emotions and emotions. I put career in the Goshens and put the body in the ocean. I made an oath when my nigga told me to go in. Then he died on a cold bench. All my old friends living life on a slow end. Gotta keep shit rolling. It's deep.
It's deep. It's deep. It's deep.
I done fuck so much I can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
I done fuck so much I'm retired. I'm about to live my life through day three. She said she broke down when Prince died.
Right,
bitch,
right.
My hair down. Prince lived through me.
I am Prince.
Get your ass up and be inspired.
Inspired.
You know how many bodies in the street.
Many,
take
many,
the mask off so you can see.
Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocet. Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocet.
So, like, I kind of want to go on the record and kind of just question, sort of, like, why... I just want a disclaimer and say that it's, like, I don't really listen to this music, and I'm not saying that artists can't make music of, like, what... They can make music of whatever they want, but I'm just questioning, like, why we kind of allow, like, the perpetuation of, like, talking about drugs so much and, like, almost glorifying certain drugs like Percocet and Molly and Xanax that people legitimately like get addicted to, and like in especially like talking about the like the unfortunate passing of Lil Peep, it just kind of comes into question just like why we still allow it. Because I'm only thinking about this because I remember like over Halloween I saw pictures of like people literally dressed as Xanax, and people were like, haha, that's so fun. But I don't understand. I don't get it. And I kind of, at this point, think it's almost disrespectful.
I think in the case of, like, Future, I mean, besides, like, the beat, which obviously people get lit to, it's, like, Future's lyrics are very, like, depressing. He, like, talks
no,
about,
I understand that.
Like,
and
drug
I think,
abuse and,
yeah.
Like, talks about his, like, depression and stuff.
He talks about his realities, and I understand, but it's just, like yeah. the how some people, I don't, they don't, when they, some people at least, not all, but, like, some, when they listen to the song, they don't know that it's, like, about his depression or personal experience,
yeah.
So they'll kind of just, like, haha, Percocet, Molly Percocet.
But then you can't control how people react.
No, I know that, but it just bothers
the same,
shit
the
me.
Same thing applies to, like, when hip-hop artists talk about, like, gang violence in songs,
yeah.
And they get mad
for... It's not
for,
a perpetuation,
and,
no.
And, like, you know, a lot of, like, conservative listeners will get mad at that because it seems like they're, like, glorifying, like, the use of guns, use, like, gangs and stuff, but they're more so just, like, talking about their experiences and this, like, what goes on. So it's, like, don't hurt the messenger. Like, let's fix
yeah.
the problems in those communities. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more so, like, calling attention to that. There's a viral video that, Brian, you might know about this, the Vince Staples song and the Christian lady, like, crying
oh
over
my
the
God.
North.
North, North.
She's like,
yeah,
bitch, you thirsty?
So
please grab a Sprite. Like, yeah. She's, like, crying about it. She's, like, yeah. really, like, heartbroken that he's talking about, like, the gang violence that goes on in, like, you know, his part of Long Beach. And it's,
Beach.
Yeah, and she's, like, terrified because, like, he's talking about it, but, like, she shouldn't be terrified because that he's talking about it. She's terrified that it's, like, happening, you know? It's, like, Vince
yeah.
Staples is just kind of talking about it. And that's what hip-hop does. It kind of just talks about
no, yeah.
the issues that goes on.
I feel
like
I
will admit, there is, like, a little... especially in the mumble rap community.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you
like,
can extend that to, like, I don't know, country music and alcoholism.
No, absolutely.
If you want
absolutely.
To.
That's
like,
true.
I'm not saying that... Like, I mean, I understand that it's just, like, it's a reality and it's, like, something that, you know, has to be talked about in some degrees, but it's just... I'm just not in agreement with just how some people respond, and I know I can't control that. But it's just...
I think I really like the way Brandon put it. Like, it's not
yeah.
the messenger. It's the way people actually take things and, like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just we have to solve the problems that are at hand instead of just...
Yeah, I know. There's, like, a massive... Like, there's a correlation between, like, mental health and drug abuse often. Like, bad mental health, anyway.
I think that really came to light in 2017, too.
Yeah.
Like, the issues of mental health. But we'll get into more of that later. I think you are up, Kavya. What song did you bring for us this episode?
So I chose Woman by Kesha. So this is, I think this was the first single off of her new album, right?
Praying.
Yeah.
Praying was the first.
Oh,
one.
Really?
Yeah.
Might be. Okay, but it's the second single. I think it was just very appropriate, especially because this was her first album since the whole, like, all the things with her producer, Dr. Luke happened. And I think 2017 was just a really big year in terms of just the women's movement in general, especially with what's going on right now. And I just really like the song, and I feel like it's very empowering. So, yeah.
I like that it doesn't sound like a Kesha song. Like, instrumental wise, but like lyrics and like her like execution of the lyrics, it's very like,
I mean, I think the entire album is just her kind of experimenting. Mm-hmm. And I actually read the entire article about what she did for the album. Like, she basically just like, she and her band just went in a truck and went all over the country and just played at random places and like trying to reconnect with her fans and just produce very authentic music, which I feel like authenticity of music is not really a thing I feel like sometimes. So I think it's just a very good album all around.
I buy my own things, I pay my own bills, these diamond rings, my automobiles, everything I got, I bought it. Boys can't buy my love, yeah. I do what I want,
yes.
Say what you say, I work real hard.
Before I forget, my sister was the one who helped me pick this song, and she wants credit because she was just like, she's just very annoying.
Shut her out.
I just did.
No, well, I was like, name.
A fine name. Her name is Deeksha.
Shout out, Deeksha.
We need the air horn.
Oh, damn it. I don't have the air horn queued up. Okay. I'm going to put it in post. I'm going to put it in post right here. Okay, cool. But yeah, no, I was just. I think Kesha made a really good comeback this year, and you know, in the age where so many people in like Hollywood are coming out about their sexual assault battles,
yeah,
and you know, Kesha just came off a huge one like just last year, and just seeing her like bounce back so amazingly, and seeing her like back up on stage and releasing this like empowerment album, and hearing her vocals like stronger than ever, like I think it's a nice image that we'll probably remember in like 2017. Just like a woman at the top of her game, not letting her struggles define her.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And oh my God, like, but like she was so in the public eye even while the trial was going on. Like she came out about it and then in the process of, I think, suing him. Mm-hmm. Right. And just, I remember photos of her crying in court. Just imagine.
Yeah, those are like very heartbreaking. I think you wrote an article about that.
Yeah, I did freshman year.
Yeah.
Because it was
it was our freshman year.
It was our freshman year. Wow, freshman year, spring semester.
It's been so ongoing, you know?
I don't know what happened. I don't remember. But it was that time it was really big because people were coming out in support of her. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift got a lot of heat for taking forever to actually come out and support her.
I think she like ended up donating.
She ended up donating a fuck ton of money.
I thought she donated before. And then people were
I'm pretty sure it was like... it's how she is with everything that's like controversial. She's been
very like low key, and then she'll like make a
I mean, not to defend her, but maybe she donated them. I mean, I don't think she'd be the type to donate money and then make a public announcement about donating money. Maybe it happened way before the public found out about it.
Taylor Swift comes up in conversation on every single episode of
I'm pretty sure she, like, we are in the new just BuzzFeed. Ignored. She just didn't do anything, and then because of, like, pressures, she donated.
Everything always comes back to Taylor
Swift. I don't like her as a person. I'm just, whatever. Okay.
I just remember Demi Lovato being like, why didn't you do anything? Yeah, and Taylor Swift was like, bitch, I did. Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. Hopefully this doesn't relate to Taylor Swift. So the song I chose is a song called Supermodel by SZA. SZA's Control is like one of my favorite albums of the year. I will admit though, this is the opening track on the album. And upon first listen to the album, this didn't really like jump out at me. I liked it, but it wasn't like a highlight for me. But you know, I just kind of like revisit the album again. This one stood out, and also I really liked it because it was using context of like the show, one of the shows I watch, a show called Insecure, and it's on HBO. It stars Issa Rae. It's really good, and it closed an episode, and it was like a very good moment for like Issa in that episode. So, and like when it hit, I recognized the voice, but I couldn't remember who it was, and I remembered it was SZA. So now there's like my favorite song on the album. SZA's like, I'd say she's like, for the most part, like an R&B artist, but you could see she's like a huge fan of like, she said on the record, she's a huge fan of like indie rock and a bunch of other genres. And I feel like this is a big example of like how those inspirations kind of tie into her sound, because it's very guitar based and it's cool. So this is Supermodel.
I brought a newsletter to let you know I'm really leaving, and no, I'm not keeping your shit. Heard you got some new homies, got some new hobbies, even a new hoe too. Maybe she can come help you, maybe she can come lick you. After we're done, what's done is done. I don't want nothing else to do with it. Let me tell you a secret, I've been secretly banging your homeboy while you in Vegas, all up on Valentine's Day. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Oh no, she didn't. Oh yes, I did. Oh no, she didn't. I'll do it again. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you wrong for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe, if you see it. Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need you, but I need you. Ooh, just get a load of them, they got chemistry. All they could say, we like brother and sister. Look so good together, bet they fucking for real. And it was right, that's why I stayed with you. The dick was too good to make me feel good for temporary love. You was your temporary lover. For prettier women, you know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you wrong for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe, if you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself.
Observation that, well, I mean, this kind of goes into his song, but SZA and Khalid have made multiple appearances on this episode. Well, not yet Khalid. Damn it, I fucked that up.
You did fuck that up. It's okay.
My song features Khalid.
Okay, so I guess we'll just go into that way. Matt, what is your song?
So my song is 1-800-273-8255 by Logic. That number is also the number of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The song comes off his album Everybody. I listened to the album, and it's really interesting conceptually, just because I think one of the major themes in the album is empathy, just like understanding people who don't have the same situation that you have. For example, Logic raps a lot about like his growing up as like appearing white but identifying as black, and then having like a lot of conflicts with that. this song delves more into like mental health issues, but like that's still sort of a still works in the same, still requires a lot of empathy to understand, I think. So yeah.
I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. Other shit I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to say me, no one's heroic. In my life don't even matter, I know it, I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been, where you at, what's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater. And it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover. It's holding on though the road's long and seeing light in the darkest things. And when you stare at your reflection, finding open who it is, I know that your fame got you.
I know where you've been, where you are, where you're going. I know you're the reason I believe in life. What's the day without a little night? I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now, you got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time, I feel like I'm out of my mind, it feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive.
Yeah, we're on the wiki page for this song, and we see Drew Taggart. You click it, it redirects to the Chainsmokers wiki page. One of the Chainsmokers wrote, or at least had a co-write on this song we just listened to.
I mean, he's the last name, so probably didn't.
That's true.
Contribute much.
Also, Alessia Cara's full name is Alessia Caracciolo. Very also, Italian name.
Logic is Sir Robert Hall II. That's a bougie name.
That is a bougie name. Logic. Yeah, I haven't gotten to listen to that Logic album. Was it good?
It was interesting. There were, like, good parts and bad parts. Like we were talking about earlier, it was, like, interesting that it was part biographical and then also just, like, about trying to understand people from different backgrounds and, like, racial and other social...
Was it critically acclaimed?
Yeah.
The album?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a 65 on Metacritic. Pitchfork gave it a 5.2.
Anthony Fantano gave it, like, a 5, I think.
What, like a solid 5 or like
a light to decent 5?
A light to decent 5.
I don't know. I think that's what I remember.
Also, I do love this album cover for this Logic album.
I wasn't sure what to expect going into it either. I've never really listened to like a concept album that's like mainly rap. You know, I always assume it's going to be like prog rock or something, you know? it's a concept album. I felt like it was sort of a concept album. I don't know.
Yeah, what's a concept girl. Album? Sorry.
It's like, it sort of tells a story or like all follows a similar theme.
It's like thematic, yeah.
Yeah, so this one had to do with like...
with his life?
Yeah, in between songs there was like there's this one part where it's just like dialogue and it's about this guy who's like being reincarnated as every person who ever like lived. So
it was weird. It was almost surreal at parts, and then other parts it was just like, oh, okay, this is just
like, I'd say like recent album wise I'd say like Lemonade is also a concept album.
Also kind of like has like an overarching story.
I'd say Melodrama narration. Is a concept
every
album.
Every Kendrick Lamar album is a concept album.
Yeah,
and you can get like really specific stories, like Green Day's American Idiot follows a pretty like a somewhat of a storyline, you know. That's an older one, but
I'd say a concept album is like you can't play on shuffle, like you need to play it in order.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Damn You Need to Play Backwards.
Or in Damn You Can Play Backwards in the Mad.
So dumb.
Apparently if you listen to Damn Backwards it like is a different feel. So
have you guys tried it?
Yeah, I tried it. It's cool.
I mean, okay, he apparently said like himself, like, yeah, it has a different feel, but that's just because like most albums get like from more aggressive to like less aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you listen to it backwards, it will go from less aggressive to more aggressive. It's a very different feel.
Because in that regard, it would technically end with the blood, which is not really like the first track. It's more like the intro to DNA. So like when DNA is the closer, it kind of feels a lot different than when it opens with DNA.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I like to think artists have, like, intentionally ordered the albums a certain way, and so, like, I sometimes appreciate it when, like, you listen to an album and it makes sense all the way through, like, the way the songs change and stuff, as opposed to, like, just, like, randomly popping up different sounds.
That's how you know it's a strong album.
Yeah, when albums, like, have songs that don't really mesh together, that's actually just a very annoying experience, too, because it's not, like...
cohesive.
Yeah. They want the project to be kind of unified in a way.
I think a lot of artists did a good job with that this past year. That concludes the songs portion of this podcast. We got a new issue of The Pioneer out today, volume 97, issue 5. Matt and or Kavi, you want to give us a quick brief of the new issue?
So there will be an article out written by me.
There will be one article, just one article.
Yeah,
one article.
Just one. It'll be a one-article issue.
Blow it up to, like, size font 50.
More of a pamphlet.
It'll just be Matt Grattan's name everywhere.
It's a newspaper clipping.
Like I said, you know, I work on a series of articles, and so far I've worked on one article. So I might have another part of that series, so that's good.
And make it a series. So
yeah.
What is the series?
Do
you read The Pioneer?
No, I mean, for anyone that's listening.
So the series is sort of about how Cooper has changed since tuition. Or has not changed. You know, like... Yeah, so... So it's more of a... It's a deeper question than I realized I was asking when I first started with this. But other things that are up... yeah.
No... Kind of stupid.
So Option has an article about Board of Trustees, like back in the day, so about Peter Cooper's letter to the Board of Trustees. We also have an article about safety and evacuation at Cooper.
And for fun stuff, we got a crossword.
Hey, okay.
Ooh, crossword.
Okay, crossword.
Yeah.
I hate you. I hate you, Brandon. I really do.
Are you excited about the cover, too? It should look nice.
Oh, it's cool.
Is it Thanksgiving theme?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving from The Pioneer.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Happy
Thanksgiving. Eat some good food.
Eat some good food. Punch a pilgrim. You know.
Don't go to Cooper.
Yeah. Why don't we get, like, another day off, like, all the other schools? I'm sad.
Okay. I have no idea. But, like, apparently they dropped the building's temperatures to, like, really fucking low during Thanksgiving. So sad.
So just don't come to school.
Yeah,
like,
just, yeah.
Honestly, like,
go
if you're
home,
thing,
like,
if I go
home.
To school, like, why? Or, like, you know, if you're, if you can't come, go back for the weekend, you know, crash at someone's place,
yeah.
Have Thanksgiving dinner with a stranger.
I'm, like, so ready to, because I'm going to California, so I'm, like, so excited to leave this cold-ass place.
Oh, it'll be so nice. I need to escape
damn.
Like that. But
When you find out?
Thursday, like, really early in the morning, because I had class on Wednesday.
While we're heading back to cold ass New Jersey.
No, it's not even like it's the only difference is not that many buildings.
But
you have,
you have family.
Yeah.
You drive
and
too.
Nature.
I'm so excited for the food.
The food.
And food, yeah.
It's such an Indian Thanksgiving. It's so great.
So you do, I assume you don't do turkey for Thanksgiving?
No, it's just like a fuck ton of Indian food.
Awesome.
Like literally two tables full of just Indian food. And mom goes crazy.
That sounds lit.
Sounds
Indian Thanksgiving
good.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like that at my house.
Are you going to have a turkey?
No, we're going to have a big-ass pig. A big-ass lechon.
Ooh. Yo, did you see the... there's a Flamin' Hot Cheetos turkey.
On
that's trending. People want to do that for Thanksgiving, and I'm so like, how does that sick. Work?
Do they stuff it with?
No, it's covered in like Flamin' Hot Cheetos crumbs.
Oh,
and then,
oh my god!
I don't think my family's even doing turkey for Thanksgiving.
You guys do it usually or no?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes I think we, yeah. It's interesting though. It's like nice to break tradition.
We out here breaking traditions, 2017. 2016 was a year of realizing things. 2017 is breaking traditions.
What was 2016?
Realizing things.
Oh, realizing, when what's next year going to be?
I don't know. Well,
predict.
Okay.
Regret.
True.
Yeah, regret. Oh,
oh no.
Ah.
Sorry.
On that note, you can pick up a copy of The Pioneer at any newspaper stand at your local or The Bean, and right here on pioneer.cooper.edu. That concludes this episode of Tunage. Thank you, everyone, for sitting in with me. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with a new theme and new music to listen to on the next episode, coming out with the next issue of The Pioneer.
The last issue.
The last issue of the semester. I wonder what the theme is going to be. We already know. Y'all don't know. But y'all probably guess.
Don't give any clues.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. That's your hint.
I'm so sad.
Drop some feedback on anything Tunage or Pioneer related. Let me know if I have a great voice. I do.
He's sick.
I'm very sick. And that is that on that. This has been Tunage. We will see you on the next one.
Don't hold back. I want to break free. Got this singing through your body. And I'm carried by the sound.